attendance within 10 years, with everyone living there sharing it together. Crucially, it also imposed severe limits on Jewish land purchases and immigration. To the Zionists, this felt like a betrayal. In response, some set off bombs across the country, killing dozens of Palestinians. But soon, everyone was distracted by something much bigger. More than 60 million people were killed in World War II, including 6 million Jews murdered in Nazi death camps. Jewish survivors fled Europe, with a large number of them trying to find safety in Palestine despite the British limit on Jewish immigration. This set off a more direct confrontation between the Zionists and the British, with Palestinians often targeted as well. The Zionists knew two things. Militarily, they were stronger than the Palestinians, and Britain was exhausted by World War II, so it wouldn't have the stomach to keep fighting in Palestine. They were right. In 1947, after 30 years of occupation, Britain announced it was quitting Palestine and asked the newly formed United Nations to clean up its mess. Alright, 1947 and 1948 are the most pivotal years in this story, so let's take a look at how things are lining up. During British rule, Jews had gone from 10% to 30% of the population, and owned about 6% of the land. Under Ben-Gurion's leadership, the Jewish Agency was pretty much functioning as a government for the Jewish community. And the Zionist militias had tens of thousands of soldiers, modern weapons, and officers who'd already fought in World War II. On the other side, the Palestinians hadn't been allowed to develop their own administration or military. But as they waited for the UN solution, they were still the majority all over the country. In November 1947, the UN, then only made up of a fraction of the world's countries, voted to partition Palestine. This plan marked off 55% of the country for a Jewish state, but the UN never explained how it could be a Jewish state when half the people in its territory were Palestinian. To nobody's surprise, Palestinians, and in fact all Arabs, rejected the UN's plan. Ben-Gurion and the Zionist leadership accepted, but they saw an opportunity. With the British on the way out, the Zionists knew they would have the strongest military in Palestine. Their forces were instructed to seize more territory than they'd been awarded by the UN, and to do what was necessary to reduce the number of Palestinians in it. In cities like Haifa, the militia set off car bombs in Palestinian neighborhoods. They attacked villages and forced residents out.
Haganah troops have driven the Arabs out of the beleaguered city, taking many prisoners.
After inspecting parts of Western Jerusalem that had been emptied of Palestinians, Ben-Gurion said,
"In many Arab neighborhoods in the West, you do not see even one Arab. If we persist, it is quite possible that in the next 6 or 8 months there will be considerable changes in the country, and to our advantage."
One of the events that helped speed up these changes took place on April 9th, 1948, when the village of Deir Yassin was attacked. A British government report to the United Nations describes the scene. 250 people were killed in circumstances of great savagery. Women and children were stripped, lined up, photographed, and then slaughtered by automatic firing. The story of what happened at Deir Yassin set off panic all over the country. As news spread, people fled, fearing they would be next. Historians have recorded dozens of similar massacres during this period. Each time, they would result in entire communities fleeing. By the time Britain ended its mandate on May 15th, 1948, 250,000 Palestinians had fled. The night before, David Ben-Gurion announced the founding of the State of Israel, with himself as its first prime minister. He was standing under a giant portrait of Herzl, 51 years after Herzl had predicted this very moment. The Zionist militias came together as the newly formed Israel Defense Forces, but the fighting wasn't over. With the British out of the way, soldiers from several Arab countries entered Palestine. But the Israeli army was better equipped, better organized, and unlike the Arab armies, had a unified command and backing from several European countries. Israeli forces pushed into places that the UN had assigned to the Palestinian state, like the towns of Lidda and Ramle. 50,000 people were forced to flee from there, many on foot, in what became known as the Lidda Death March. After being emptied, the towns were given Hebrew names, Lod and Ramla. Like in many other emptied towns, the buildings and homes were taken over by the new Israeli state and given to Jews. By the time the UN secured an armistice, three-quarters of the Palestinian people had become refugees.
Hey out there in Radio Land, you are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 on your FM radio receiving device, WRCT.org on your web receiving device. It is 7 o'clock. That means it is time for the radio calendar. Here are some things going on in our fair city, or things that will be going on real soon, like the Pittsburgh Savoyard's presentation of Gilbert and Sullivan's Iolanthe, or the Pier and the Perry, a perfect collaboration resulting in a masterpiece full of fairies, forbidden love, and sense of duty. Yes, I said duty. It only takes one fairy to shake up the world of men. Imagine what can happen when you have a whole flock of fairies. Performances will be held at the Andrew Carnegie Free Library and Music Hall in Carnegie, PA, on the weekends of October 13th, 14th, and 15th. That's not really the weekends, that's just all over those dates. And also on October 20th, 21st, and 22nd. More information is available at PittsburghSavoyards.org. That's Pittsburgh, S-A-V-O-Y-A-R-D-S. .org. You're on your own, spelling org. The Associated Artists of Pittsburgh present Cutting Holes for Eyes, an exhibition of work by artists Nicole Sapinski and Senta Schumacher. The exhibition is the culmination of a two-year collaboration between Sapinski and Schumacher, who sent samples, pieces, inspirational texts, materials, and scraps from their studios and finished pieces back and forth, sometimes across the country, as part of an experiment in which they gave one another creative freedom and control. Without instruction, each artist could alter, cut up, filter, add to, and reconstruct the sent items. Through trust in one another and the potential of the object, the artists produce works exhibited in the space and online. The show is on display now through November 4th. Also, the Tomeko Foundation and the Associated Artists of Pittsburgh present Commence, a group exhibition of 14 artists centering around the themes of beginnings, history, and nostalgia. This will be the Tomeko Foundation's inaugural exhibition. Kind of the same thing. First exhibition held in their new flagship gallery, juried by Foundation Director Nina Friedman. Show is on display through November 17th. The Associated Artists of Associated Artists of Pittsburgh Gallery is located at 143rd Street in Lawrenceville. More information about all of this stuff is available at their website, aapgh.org. Talking good tonight. This is going to go well. The Steel City Squares host monthly square dances this fall. Dances are beginner and family-friendly traditional Appalachian squares with live band and caller. No experience is necessary. All dances are taught. Doors and potluck and open old-time jam happen at 7. Dances start at 8. There's a gig on October 21st with Lackawanna Longnecks and caller Janine Smith. There's also one on the 25th of November with the Steel City Squares String Band and caller Becky Hill. All dances take place at Shiloh Center, which is at 3832 Mintwood Street in Lawrenceville. More information about Steel City Square is available on Facebook, or send them some email at squaredancepittsburgh@gmail.com. patterns can be found everywhere from nature to science, art, and more. A new exhibition at the Pittsburgh Glass Center called This Is Becoming a Pattern is a collection of works by six innovative artists from around the world who push patterns in new directions. Pattern techniques have been used for thousands of years, adorning some of the earliest known glass objects. Through technical and creative innovations, patterns in glass have continued to evolve with each new generation of maker. Each artist in the exhibition uses a combination of color, tone, composition, and texture in a contemporary exploration of a traditional theme. This Is Becoming a Pattern is on display now through December 21st at the Pittsburgh Glass Center, which is at 5472 Penn Avenue in Bloomfield Garfield. More information is available at pittsburghglasscenter.org. And finally, you can stop by the Pittsburgh Banjo Club's regular rehearsal every Wednesday at 8 p.m. to enjoy their wonderful music and get something for your mouth, like food or a drink. Founded in 1988, the Pittsburgh Banjo Club is an all-volunteer band and organization that uses banjos, trumpets, tubas, and bass to perform popular music from the 1920s and 1930s. The Pittsburgh Banjo Club rehearses at the Allegheny Elks Lodge number 339, which is located at 400 Cedar Avenue in Pittsburgh's North Side. Reservations must be made by Tuesday at 5 p.m. Reach Wednesday event. You're already too late for this week. But if you'd like to get your reservations in for next week, you can do that by giving them a call, 412-321-1834. Moving along to our concert calendar. Yes, other live music that you do not have to make a reservation for, although you may have needed to buy a ticket. Anyway, Body Thief will be at Preserving Underground along with Coletta. Tesseract is at the Roxian along with Intervals and Alluvial. The Bantha T-Bar is hosting Trio Jeb Bishop along with Ben Opie and Patrick Brainer. Artillery will be at the Funhouse at Mr. Small's. Club Cafe is hosting Billy Raffoul along with Peter Raffoul and the Indiana Drones. Constant Smiles will be at the Government Center tonight along with Wild Onion and Murder for Girls. And Thunderbird is hosting Talk More and Dopapod. Tomorrow night, the Roboto Project is hosting Local News Legend along with Sister Wife Sex Strike and Frog Legs. Horse Jumper of Love will be at the Bottle Rocket along with Gadge and Gina Gorey. Austin Plain will be at the Club Cafe along with M. Dunton. Mossum will be at the Funhouse along with For Those in Question and Ghostlight Labyrinth. Spirit Lodge is hosting Stone Throwers along with Minka and Different Places in Space. And Southern Culture on the Skids will be at the Thunderbird along with Whiskey Daredevils. On Friday, Unearth will be at Preserving Underground along with Revocation, Entheos, and Get the Shot. Freddie Gibbs is at Stage AE. Mo Troper will be at Bottle Rocket along with Milo Moon, Ethan Beck, and the Charlie Browns. At Certain Death, Telecore presents Ron Morelli and Scott Zacharias, along with Gangwish, Nonsight, Charlie Wallace, Funeral Parade of Roses, and Nasty Taxi. Don't tell anyone, but Certain Death 2 is at 7775 Lockway East. Shh, don't tell. Small Black will be at Club Cafe, along with Claire George. Sam Jamwich will be at the Funhouse, along with the Shelf Life String Band. Government Center will be hosting Trip Lotus, who are having an album release show. They're playing along with Clay Coast and Pitter Patter. Nation of Language will be at Mr. Small's and playing along with Miss Grit, and Brown Eyed Woman will be at Thunderbird. On Saturday, Cemented in Fear is at Preserving Underground, along with Cursed Form and Mark of Fatality. Passover is playing at Preserving Underground along with Slowpoke and a few other bands as part of the book release show that I have totally blanking on the name of the book because I'm a dumb. My goodness, I'm so disappointed in myself. On Sunday, Exciter is playing Preserving Underground along with Lady Beast. Yeah, I'm skimming here. On Monday, Thank You, I'm Sorry, we'll be at Rubato Project along with Kerosene Heights and Over the Weather. And on Tuesday, Ringworm and Unreal City will be at Preserving Underground along with Scare Tape, Samaba, and Murder Ring. If you, your band, your artistic event, your book release party, if you'd like the information included in our radio calendar, send us the details at least 2 weeks in advance. 2 weeks, please. Come on. Send it to radio-calendar@wrct.org. Then we will tell people. Then they will come to your thing. Then everyone will be happy. If that's the point of your thing. Maybe they won't be. I don't know. Anyway, what else can I tell you while I'm blathering on? I can tell you that your eyes are the windows to your health. When was the last time you had them examined? Millions of Americans have common vision problems that can be easily corrected. Find a window of time to schedule an eye exam today. For more information, visit www.nei.nih.gov/healthy eyes. A message from the National Eye Institute at the National Institutes of Health and from WRCT, where, if you were wondering what you were listening to, you can go to our website, find a playlist there, or you can just wait for the DJ to tell you, like I can tell you right now, that you are listening to a band called Of Thread and Mist.
Wenn der Schlaf kommt, ohne Staunen, wenn der Schlaf kommt und ohne Traum, fass sie leise an. Sie lange Hand sucht, ohne Staunen, fass sie leise an. Wenn sie ihr Werk getan, sie ihr Werk getan, wenn Lippen und Leib ihr Werk getan, und der Schlaf kommt, sucht sie deine Hand, sucht sie deine Hand, und der Schlaf kommt, fass sie leise an. Fass sie leise an, ohne Staunen. Ohne Traum sucht sie deine Hand, sie deine Hand sucht. Fass sie leise an, fass sie an. Fass sie leise an, ohne Staunen. Ohne Traum, ohne Staunen. Lippen und Leib ihr Werk getan. Und ohne Traum, und der Schlaf kommt. Sie deine Hand sucht, fass sie leise an. Ohne Staunen, ohne Traum. Such deine Hand und fass sie leise an.
Thank you. peace. This is Devon Styler, and you're listening to WRCT 88.3 FM, Pittsburgh.
A mi papá le dio por ir al parque, hacer yoga.
Al mío por ir a un club, pero no de lectura, de salsa.
Encontrar nuevos pasatiempos viene con la edad.
A mi mamá le dio por no saber a dónde va y perderse por horas.
Perderse o desorientarse, no. La confusión de tiempo o lugar puede ser una señal de Alzheimer. Un diagnóstico temprano puede ayudar a mejorar la calidad de vida de su ser querido. Aprenda las señales de advertencia del Alzheimer en 10señales.org. Patrocinado por la Alzheimer's Association y el Ad Council.
Hey there. You are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, your favorite radio station. That was a band called Kowloon Walled City. A song called Pressure Keeps Me Alive from a compilation called 15 Years of Brutal Panda. A compilation put out by Brutal Panda on their Bandcamp site celebrating their 15th anniversary. Duh. It is a benefit compilation for the organization called Save the Music, a nonprofit delivering equitable access to music education for millions of students nationwide across the U.S. Yes, I am reading that from the Brutal Panda Bandcamp site because I can't remember anything these days. But yeah, 52 songs from artists that I didn't even know Kowloon Walled City was on Brutal Panda. Shows what I know. Before that, you heard Hellish Form with the title track of their new Deathless LP, EP. I mean, I think it's like three songs, but they're like 12 minutes long. So how does that balance out? I don't know. I think it actually, if you need a physical copy of it, it only comes as a tape. Boo. Still not pro tape. Casper Brotzmann Massacre before that was Schlaf. Die Anarchistische Abendunter Haltung before that with a song called Wie Drislag Stelsen. Stelsel. Reminder, playlist for this show is available at wrct.org and where you can check my bad German pronunciation. That is from their album called Number One, which was recently reissued. Again, I don't know whether it's actually available in any physical media, but the fact that you can get it at all is kind of great. Bandcamp Fridays are a dangerous thing. We started off with a band called Of Thread and Mist with a song called Grace and Truth Persist. Or I'm sorry, wrong way. Grace and Truth Perish is the name of that song. That is from a compilation called Anthology, a free label sampler from the Gizeh label. Again, available on the Gizeh Bandcamp site. Because, you know, Bandcamp, 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 Bandcamp. So, back to that 15 Years of Brutal Panda compilation. I'm going to play another song off of that. This is by a band called Millions.
Straight. Drop. Beyond.
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. Okay, hardcore song update. That was a band called Ishbag song called Disassociate off their new submission LP. Yellow Cake before that with Weaponized Mania off their new album. Again, I say album. I think it's only a tape called Can You See the...